all day. Let's go to the music, I'll show you my high kick. I've been watching you all day. Step left, step right, black light shines through the night. I want to dance, I want to dance with you.
Joshua Starmer, Dance Party. You're listening to Licks and Lyrics on WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And support for Licks and Lyrics comes from the Music Loft of Carrboro, which connects musicians to what they need to enhance their music-making experience. You can visit the Music Loft of Carrboro right there in downtown Carrboro on Main Street. You can give them a call at 919-968-4411, or you can visit their website, www.musicloftofcarrboro.com. And we've got Suzanne Schmidt in the house, and we'll be talking to her in just a bit. Right now, let's get back to some more local music. Here is Supress with La Guitarra.
You can see that we just need love. Doesn't matter where you're from. So the next time I see him on the sidewalk, flicking his wand in six string, playing his favorite song, I promise to sing along. I say la guitarra, toca la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra. Whether or not he's got a mouth to feed, that don't make a difference to me. It's important to support what he loves to be. Music is the air that he breathes. He breathes. Toca la, toca la, toca la guitarra. Toca la, toca la, toca la guitarra. Toca la, toca la, toca la. Cross your face. See your dreams every night, but you're bumping your head to it. So he jumps out of bed and gets ready, grabbing the guitar case, going to the same place. And he knows that you're willing to drop $3 on a cup of joe that you finish in 10 minutes. But you're holding quarters, cause you won't drop four on a track you can spin for infinite. No, you won't drop four on a track you can spin for infinite. If you just took a minute, look at the big picture, you could see that I just need love. Doesn't matter where you're from. So the next time you see me on the sidewalk flicking my 1/6 string, playing my favorite song, promise to sing along. I said la guitarra, toca la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra, toca la guitarra. Thought you'd look pretty next to me, pretty shallow, I'm sorry. I thought I'd have you in the trees, not the flowers, but good enough for me. I headed up, all was well in Carolina, spending time every day, we talked it out. But then a port swing conversation sent you spinning into orbit and spiraling in doubt. So let's put on some bluegrass and think about it. I'll read you a romance novel too. I think about what all your friends are saying. It's only love that's waiting here for you. Now you've gone and gotten yourself in a quandary. You need a man, a means to get you to the end. You put your heart out on your sleeve to take a beating, but not a single simple text you'd want to send. As your behavior shocks the likes of all your exes and pushes them away, it pulls me in. Cause I have nothing but clarity around me and no excuses for adults who play pretend. So let's put on some bluegrass and think about it. I'll read you a romance novel too. I think about what all your friends are saying. It's only love that's waiting here for you. It's only love that's waiting here for you. Buddy calls you late to talk it over. Is this you? Is this who you wanna be? I sit and write a song anticipating and getting nostalgic for the weekend in the trees. Our pretty faces don't deserve to do the crying, but silently you blame it on yourself. But that's not yet the worst of it, they tell me. Cause here I am, another boyfriend that can help. So let's put on some bluegrass and think about it. I'll read you a romance novel too.
I think about what all your friends are saying. It's only love that's waiting here for you. It's only love that's waiting here for you. It's only love. It's only love. It's only love. It's only love.
Phillips, that was Bluegrass. Before that, we had Zubrids, La Guitarra. We started out our show today with some Joshua Starmer. And we've got the Suzanne Schmidt live in the studio with us today. Welcome, Suzanne.
Yay, thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for inviting me.
And you have this beautiful new CD.
I do. It came out in October.
Yes. Yeah, you sent it to the station, and it's so good. And you've got some great people playing on it.
It's got a lot of friends on it.
That's nice. It's a good town to know people.
For sure. It's a great place for music. And,
yeah.
I'm very fortunate to have met all those people, and they sort of helped me and coached me to get to this point where I can actually put out a CD.
And this is your first?
It is my first. I did... a single, a children's song.
Oh, you did?
Throw the Captain Out to Sea.
Oh, okay.
It came out the year before, but this is my first full album.
Full album. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, and so the name of the album is?
Called The Field Hand.
And we're going to hear the title track first, right?
Yep.
All right. So here we go. The Field Hand, Suzanne Schmidt.
Well, the field hand says, in a voice of deceit, and the pain runs deep all over me. Well, he says today I've been called to leave, but I'll return again from my home in Galway. And his eyes were cold, and he looked away, and I could feel his light where his hands did lay. And he'll sail away, and he'll never come back to me, home to his fair wife and their children three. Well, my red-haired man, he'll never come back to me, broken my young heart, left our child to find a night before his leave. Well, he stayed with me, with me and more and they. And he said my name, but I was fast asleep. Then he bade me farewell, and then he slipped away. Come back to me, home to his fair wife and their children three. Well, my red-haired man, he'll never come back for me. He broke in my young heart, left our Charlie. Cruel, cruel world for young women or poor. Give your heart away, it'll leave you wanting more. For some, a woman is to be used or thrown about, and then they judge her for laying about. Well, he sailed away and left behind this moment in time. Careful, young woman, you know your own mind. Well, sail away, and he's never coming back to me. And the waves are rough, and the sea is deep. And I'll sail away, and the end of us
stories nearly lead me to weep. Don't you shed a tear. Do 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 do. Saw the three-mast ship from the highest clear. Then I took my leave.
All right, the field hand, and that was Suzanne Schmidt. And Suzanne is here in the studio with us today.
I sure am.
And so you have like a definite, this is, I mean, very sort of are you like a writer in another life, because this is, you know, you've got a definite sort of story.
Yeah, definitely. I've got a narrative style, and I didn't really think of it that way until probably the producer John Shane told me that at the end. That's how he was trying to figure out how to sort of package the songs, because I have such a narrative storytelling
style. Yeah.
I guess, I mean, for sure,
you've got journals, you've got, I mean,
yeah, I always, I'm,
but you're not a creative writing major.
I'm not a creative writing major. Okay. I majored in math, but when I was in college, I did a lot of creative writing. I love writing stories, and I still do.
Okay. Okay.
And actually, the great thing about songwriting is that you can actually finish a story. You know, it's like, I feel like, you know, you're writing a novel, it's hard to finish it, but if you can get it down to 4 minutes.
right. Yeah, yeah.
You can finish your story.
Anything around 3 minutes, they'll play it on the radio. Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some music to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so you mentioned John Shane, and you worked with a lot. You've worked with FJ and a lot of different people. And so tell me about your songwriting style then. How are you putting these songs together? Like, for instance, the field hand's definitely got a nice reggae beat to it, some sort of, you know.
I would say that every song probably has a different story. The field hand, in 2013, I think, I was on Twitter. And I don't go on Twitter as much anymore, but I was tweeting with a band called Lunasa, an Irish band.
Mm-hmm.
They're, and we were tweeting back and forth, and I was listening to their music, and I said, wow, you know, you kind of sound like you have a little bit of a reggae style, and they're kind of laughing about it because they probably didn't hear it at all. They didn't hear it at all. But actually, I actually hear a lot of similarities between Irish music and reggae.
Huh.
Maybe other people don't hear it, but I do. And so I start coming up with names for their next song. So you should mix it with reggae. It could be like Ireland, or Jamison whiskey, or you know, where I was coming up with all of these, and they were laughing and everything. And I said, you know, I'm going to write you a song.
Yeah.
And so I went to write this song, and I was going to incorporate reggae, which I was familiar with, and I was going to try to figure out maybe some like Celtic influences, but then I realized it was more challenging than I thought. So the story takes place in Jamaica,
okay,
but the woman's lover, father of her child, is from Ireland, and he's returning back to Ireland to his other family.
And so this story idea comes from...
Well, it comes from the fact that I was trying to come up with a story that that had to do with Ireland and Jamaica.
Really?
Yes.
That was it?
That was it.
That was your starting point?
That was my starting point.
Fantastic. Yeah. You've got a good imagination, Miss Math Major. That's great.
But there were a lot of families in Jamaica like this where
indentured
servants
from
Europe, and they went back to their other families, and I thought that would be really interesting.
And so did you do like a lot of research on it, or are you just
not so much. I mean, I do read a lot of... books about Jamaica. I was born in Jamaica.
Okay.
It's not totally out of left
field. All right. Okay.
And also, I have such strong influences from, you know, like reggae artists like Bob Marley. But since I've been here for over 20 years, I have a lot of country and bluegrass influence as well. And so I knew I wanted to be a mix of European style and reggae. I have a friend in France named Cyril, and he said it's like acoustic country reggae.
Nice.
So yeah, I feel like I've mixed all the styles that I've been influenced by over the years.
That is great. All right, well let's hear another song then off the CD then. What shall we hear next?
Well, Barry Gray was supposed to be here today, and Barry Gray, I'm sure you've met Barry.
Barry's
from the group Gray Matter, and he's also a great solo artist.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be here with me today. He's actually on two of the songs on the Field Hand CD. He's been very helpful to me.
Nice.
I think I met him years ago at a song circle at Doodad Farm with King Driver.
Doodad, yeah.
And I had a hard time just, you know, I had all these songs in my head and I had a hard time delivering them because I had just started learning guitar again. I had learned guitar in high school, but I was learning it again and I was struggling. And so I kept, you know, trying at it, but I met Barry
Gray in the beginning. But you couldn't play wanted to play.
Exactly. Yeah. I met him in the very beginning and he's been very supportive. Mm. And when he heard I wanted to do a CD, he helped me along the way and even is on two of the tracks. He's on
Fantastic.
Love Me and he's on...
Kudos, Barry Gray.
Fallen Star, yeah. But he's not feeling well today, so...
You know what? I struggled with a cold all this week, so he has my greatest sympathy.
Sure, but... And, so I would like to play, we actually play Love Me a lot, so I would like to play Fallen Star. And it wasn't meant as a duet, but I really feel like his presence is so strong on it that it's kind of like a duet.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's give it a listen then. This is Suzanne Schmidt's Fallen Star, and this is with Barry Gray. Uh-huh.
The day we first met, you told me I'm a special one, braver than anyone you'd met before. So I wore your crown like an Iron Princess doll. I was the diamond to your rough. You called us different from the rest, even in our dreams, just falling stars on land. And all that I ever saw in you was the brightest and the best, not this chaos and distress, just a falling star. Spoke to me of vast conspiracy and all that you're fighting in your head. State of a mind which used to shine so bright, but now seems strange and undefined. And you call us different from the rest, even in our dreams, just falling stars on land. And all that I ever saw in you was the brightest and the best, and not this chaos and distress, just a falling star. I'll do most anything if you're okay. And you called me beautiful and dumb, but the writing's on the wall. I'm just a falling star on land. And all that I ever saw in you was the brightest and the best. Fallen star on land.
Dan Starr. That was Suzanne Schmidt with Barry Gray.
Yes.
Barry Gray. And
that song was a true story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the other story is not true, but this actually I
true
had
story.
When I started songwriting, I had a lot of YouTube friends I have a YouTube friend from Scotland.
Okay.
And the story's about him. His name is he goes by Vestanor. And he's a great musician,
uh-huh.
but he's also kind of a recluse. And so ooh. I wrote this song, but he kind of disappears. And he lives in the, lives in Shetland, which is almost near Norway.
Ooh.
And now the days are very short there.
Yeah.
So
he's probably hibernating.
He's hibernating, yeah.
So yeah.
Him.
Yeah. Wow. Well, these are some powerful lyrics.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You called me beautiful and bold, but the writing's on the wall. I'm just a fallen star on land. Yeah, wow.
I had great keyboards by FJ.
Nice. FJ.
Yep. FJ.
Getting him on.
FJ
off
and
the
John
bay?
Shane are all over that CD. John's
nice.
Doing all the guitar, all the main guitar tracks, and FJ all the bass parts and the keyboard parts as well.
All right. So, but you did mention that you do play a little bit of guitar then.
I do.
Play.
But
you're like
mics.
All. Okay.
Yeah.
So you play enough to like get the song written.
I play enough to, I can do an open mic. I'd like to play more this year. It's just that, you know, in the interest of time, John Shane is just so much faster and more efficient and better equipped to play all those guitar parts. So
yeah, he's very talented.
Yeah, we wanted to get the CD recorded really quickly and, you know.
Yeah, he knows his, he's got good chops.
He's got a lot of experience
and
in the studio.
FJ
for sure.
Barry
my goal was just to get the stories out. And maybe the next CD, if I ever do one again, you know, I'm definitely going to, maybe I'll put some fiddle on it and some guitar of my own. So,
okay.
You know.
And so you fiddle, do you play fiddle?
I have been playing some fiddle.
All right. So what do you play then? So
well,
obviously you sing.
I grew up playing violin in the school orchestra. And so I played until I was about 16 and then I took a break and I started playing again in my 30s. And actually that's, I'm trying to think, is that how I met Gabe Pelly? Plays the fiddle part on Fallen. Actually he plays all the fiddle parts on the CD.
Nice.
But on Non-Fallen Star and The Field Hand, he's playing the fiddle.
Okay.
And in fact, that song is a really, I really had the fiddle in mind when I wrote that song, because you'll notice the vocal part is not as, doesn't have a lot of ups and downs in the melody, but the fiddle part really is very prominent.
Okay.
And so I had, in fact, before we recorded that song, I went to Gabe's house several times. And we worked on the fiddle parts for it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I knew exactly what I wanted. And then he still kind of surprised me a little bit.
Okay.
He's like, I think this would work out better. So we, you know, we worked on it a lot.
Ears.
He
yeah.
definitely has
yeah.
a good ear,
so. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So then when you are putting a song together in your head, mm-hmm. what comes first to you? Do you do the lyrics first? Are you doing some sort of lick melody first?
Usually lyrics never come first. But what happens, and it probably happens for a lot of songwriters, is that I'll get some... melody in my head or some beat or some rhythm, and a lot of times there's a few words that gets associated with those beats and rhythms, and sometimes it's very hard to detach those from the song. So you might not want a song about, you know, that whatever is in your head, but you you wouldn't want to write. But sometimes that's what you know, I'm taking out the garbage, whatever.
You gotta
detach those words.
So
some of those songs actually are the lyrics stuck, you know, I wrote around it. You know, and a lot, sometimes the theme, I know the theme in general, but I might be able to write a verse or a chorus. And then I'll sit on it for a full year just trying to figure out what's the next part.
Oh, okay.
Fallen Star, that started in 2013 and I finished up the lyrics before the recording. I think
one
more verse left to do. And I forced myself to sit down. Like the other verses came so naturally. And then the last verse, I had to sit down and think, how am I going to finish the song?
Right.
And some like Love Me, that came very quickly. And actually, you know, it's a lot more simplistic than, you know, it has some repetition of the first verse. So it was a little bit easier.
But it made sense to do that a little bit too. Yeah.
And that's not so much of a story song like the other ones, but and sometimes having a story is actually easier because you can sort of figure out in the plot what should happen next. So
yeah, you know what though, I guess because of the way you have everything written, because your stories are sort of first person, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't take that as not a story,
mm-hmm.
so I wonder if it's just your perspective, because you know that it's not a story.
Oh, Love Me. Yeah, I guess actually it is a story. I mean, it's a, it wasn't written as a wedding song. It was written as, but a lot of people, they feel that it's a wedding song.
Well, it says just like on our wedding day.
Yeah, yeah, it was, but it was actually, it's actually talking a couple that's actually been married for a while, thinking back to their,
but it
does work as a wedding song as well. So I'm perfectly fine with that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Work it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone wants to use it. All right. Well, what should we play that, or should we play something else next?
Let's
play
we just heard that.
We'll come back to that one.
Yeah. I actually like to listen to Round and Round, and, I've known Joe Newberry since 2011, and I'm not, sure if people listening are familiar with Joe. He is a two-time IBMA International Bluegrass Music Award winner.
Nice.
And he's a touring musician. He right now he's in Scotland. I think he's doing Celtic Colors or Celtic Connection, one of the two.
Okay.
So
right.
He's a banjo player and singer. Yeah, and
Scotland.
Guitar player.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's traveling, so he lives in Raleigh.
Okay.
So he's been a good friend to me, and I wrote this song a long time ago about the Dust Bowl. It's one of the songs that doesn't really fit with the rest of the, I mean, thematically, they're all about relationships, and I kind of felt like this is a relationship song with man against nature. So I kind of spun it that way.
Okay.
And when John and I were thinking about, like, this should be a duet, and who should do this with you? And of course, John he performs a lot with Joe, and they have a CD together. So the first person we both thought about was Joe. Like, Joe has to do the other part, and he's also playing the banjo on the song as well.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's give it a listen. Here's Round and Round.
Winds to blow, you remember you were told. All around us false was true, you were younger, you were new then. Round and round prevailing winds did blow. Round and round dust storms filled our town. Round and round these choking winds said, you don't belong here.
Somewhere out there, nothing sure, fought for life and fought for more. All around us, pain was deep, searching for what we could reap.
All around, prevailing winds did blow.
All around, the dust blocked out the sun.
All around, these choking winds said, you don't belong here. Somewhere out here, we're on our own. Somewhere out here, no place to go. And we can only blame ourselves. And we can only save ourselves. Dusty soil, we dug in and we did toil. Men and women, children trapped, where we're headed, fate has mapped. Round and round, prevailing winds did blow.
Round and round, dust storms killed our town.
And we can only blame ourselves. And we can only save ourselves.
Round and round, prevailing winds did blow.
Round and round, dust storms killed our town. Round and round, these choking winds said, you don't belong here.
Round and round, that was was Suzanne Schmidt off her new CD, The Field Hand. Again, some really good lyrics.
Oh, thank you.
So just out of curiosity, what do you read?
What do I read?
Like, yeah, who are some authors that you like?
Well, actually, I have to admit that I do a lot of reading for work, so I don't do so much
All right,
for
so
pleasure
you're,
recently.
Okay, so you're not a big fiction person? Because
I do like a lot of fiction. I do like reading a lot. I just haven't been reading too much fiction.
All right. Round and round, these choking winds said, "You don't belong here." Yeah.
I was a big reader growing up, and so
because you got some powerful imagery in your songs, for sure. Yeah, that's quite a Dust Bowl song, and some nice picking.
Oh, thanks.
Good.
And Joe just kind of whizzed in one day, and he actually is on. Also, I'm sorry. He's playing banjo, and he's just. What's next? I think he would have played on
and
all
so,
of them.
So this has definitely been a big, big project then for you. How long were you working on these songs? Because you mentioned you were saying something about sometimes if the song's not working, you will put it down and finish it later.
Some of those songs I started in 2012.
Okay. And is that when you started writing songs? When did you start becoming saying I want to write songs? When did the math major
I like to say that I've always kind of been a songwriter, because when I was younger, my brother and sister and I were the kind of kids who just always make up songs.
Oh, okay.
And we'd walk around. I was grew up in the 80s. We didn't have very much to do. We had three channels. And,
right.
You know,
it was black and white.
Exactly, black and white. So we made up a lot of stories and songs. Mm-hmm. And we liked rhythm and beat. And I didn't realize that, I could write a song. I thought maybe I was just writing songs other people were writing. And so I wasn't really confident about actually saying, hey, I like to be a songwriter. But in 2011, when I met Joe Newberry, I met him in Raleigh at Mamandia Hall at the Symphony.
Okay.
He was doing a show with Laurel and Dossett of Greensboro. She's a really well-known songwriter, and she wrote this beautiful song cycle. And during the show, she said, I wrote this on my guitar, and then the Symphony sent it out to be so that it could be written for the orchestra, and it came back with all these notes, and it was great, but I don't read music, so... And I said to her, I said, do you really not read music? She said, well, a little bit. But I said, how do you write songs if you can't read music? And she said, you just strum your guitar. And so I went to find a guitar teacher, and I found Eric Haugen over at Near Music Loft, at Creative Music Studios.
Okay.
And that was in 2012, and it was probably, I think it was June.
And so, but you were like, I want to be able to do this.
I got the guitar so
I can get these songs out.
Yes, because Laurel and Dossett told me I need to be able to strum it on my guitar.
Okay.
And I can read music, but I just still didn't feel like I could write a song.
Because that was sort of like orchestra related, and that's...
No, I mean, Laurel is a folk singer in country.
Right. No, but your ability to read music, you weren't thinking of that. You were thinking like that's connected to your school kind of.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize how I could take the notes on I didn't make the connection between what I was doing on the violin to what I could do with songwriting. And I knew I needed to be able to figure out how to put chords to my songs.
Were you singing at all?
Yeah, I would be able to sing. I could say, here's what I want to sing in the song. And I know what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the melody. I could hum the melody or sing it. And so I went to Eric and I said, how do I get the chords? And then he said, I can show you that. And so that was the first year, basically just trying to figure out how to figure out the chords for a song that's in your head.
Okay.
And I just kept writing songs, and I got good feedback from Eric, and I was like, are you sure this is going well? He said, yeah, you're doing a great job,
Nice.
I wasn't learning, I have to admit, my guitar skills weren't really improving dramatically.
But that's not what you were trying. You weren't there to have Jimi Hendrix
guitar
licks.
And I felt I had a lot of friends who could play guitar, but I really wanted to be able to write these songs and get them down on paper, finally.
Right, and find the right chord.
Yeah, and I wrote a lot of songs, and of course, most of them are not on the CD, but sometimes the songs that you write are not really great, but you keep writing.
But you get them out there, and they get you to the next one, and then they're therapy.
Yeah, so I wrote a lot of songs, and then I wanted to go to a different level.
Okay.
I mean, Eric's a great teacher, and I wanted to meet somebody who actually played out, because I didn't have a lot of experience playing the songs out.
Okay.
And so I saw John Shane at the Carrboro Town Hall for one 4th of July celebration, And I called him up and I said, hey, I heard
you. Did you know him?
No, I just saw him playing.
And so then you called him?
Yeah, but my friends, I think some of my friends had actually, they had gone to him for guitar instruction. Okay. He's a guitar teacher as well.
Yeah.
And I said to him,
he's
I have a guitar teacher, but I'd like to do something a little bit different. I'd like to sort of learn what the next step is. And so for the first few months, we did a lot of, trying to like teach me guitar or try to improve my guitar skills. And I think I was patient with him because really I wanted something different. I wanted just to say, what am I going to do next?
Right.
I need to have a goal. I need to have a reason to improve my guitar skills.
Right.
And so, one of his students, Isabel Taylor, who has been on the show, probably,
yes,
right?
Of course.
She said she was going to do a CD, and I thought about it. I said, well, that would be a good next step because, you know, it's expensive, but at least I would have something to do with the songs.
Yeah, and you can sort of be like, and I did that.
Yeah. And they're like not just written down, but they're actually out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so Isabel went through the process, and I watched and I listened to her stories, what was happening, and then John and I start working on my songs. I mean, I already had the songs I wanted to put on a CD, but he has to work on, we looked at the lyrics more closely. We looked at the arrangements. We chose the tempo and the parts, who's going to play on it.
Wow.
So that took about a full year to figure that out.
Yeah. And he really, sounds like.
And there was a point where maybe, I'm not even sure actually there was a point where I was going to play the guitar in those songs on that CD at all. I think it was always from the very beginning. Like, let's just like get the CD done, and then we'll worry about playing it live later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you've got some friends that you can
for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Get you sounding even better. Why not go for it?
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Let's go. Let's hear another song then off this. Oh, you know what? I wanted to say, what about, where can people find your music? Where can people find out about you? So if they want the CD, can they get the CD? If they want to know if you're playing somewhere, how can they follow about you?
Well, I'm on Reverb Nation, and I have to be better at putting stuff on Reverb Nation.
Okay.
And I'm on Twitter.
Okay.
If you look up Suzanne Schmid, or that Suzanne Schmid, and I'm on YouTube, that's
we should spell Suzanne Schmid for everybody.
S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, Suzanne Schmid, S-C-H-M-I-D.
Yeah.
And there's no T.
No T, just Schmid. Yeah.
And you can find me on Facebook at Suzanne Schmid Music.
Okay.
You can find the CD most places. It's actually being distributed by cdbaby.com.
Oh, yeah, CD
Baby. So that's the most direct place to get it.
Okay.
Of course, if you are local, you can message me on Facebook and I can get it to you somehow.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon, iTunes,
and so if
Barnes & Noble and Target.
Okay.
Target.com, I guess.
Okay. All right. And if you look up Suzanne Schmid
Music,
you'll find it.
Yeah.
You'll find it. Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, okay. Now that we've done that, now what about another song off the CD?
Well, how about another duet? And I think it'd be fun to play the duet with at the end of the CD with John Shane. It's a cover of Paul Simon.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mother and Child Reunion.
Yes. And that's another. I wanted to do this song with John Shane. I didn't have time to write another song to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And John's a big fan of Paul Simon, and so am I. In fact, in the 80s, I just loved Paul Simon. I think he had a lot of influence on my songwriting.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Fun. Yeah, well, he's definitely a musical mix. You know, he likes to mix it up musically too.
And this song was recorded originally in Jamaica.
Oh.
Okay. It's a year after I was born.
Okay.
Telling my age.
Okay.
So I kind of felt like it was a really good meeting place for John Shane and Suzanne Schmid.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, then let's hear it. Mother and Child Reunion.
And mournful day, but the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. Oh, little darling of mine, I can't for the life of me remember a Saturday. I know they say let it be, but it just don't work out that way. And the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. You know I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day, but the mother and
and child reunion is only a motion away. Oh, little darling of mine, I just can't believe it's so. Though it seems strange to say, I've never been laid so low in such a mysterious way. And the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. But I would not give you false hope on the strange and mournful day when the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. But I would not give you false hope on the strange and mournful day when the mother and child reunion is only a motion away.
Suzanne Schmidt, and that was with John Shane. And I was just saying to you that I just heard three different duos. You got a nice voice for and you know, complimenting it with someone else sometimes that's not always the easiest thing to do, but you obviously know what you're doing.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of experience listening to those guys, so I feel like I know their voices pretty well.
You can, but still.
And since Barry's not here, I like to brag about Barry a little bit because all the vocalists I have duets with are really good, but Barry has this melty voice, and so I first heard him singing at Doodad Farm, but we did this number, I think the song Love Me, together. Mm-hmm. And I wrote the lyrics for him, and I sent him a demo on my phone and he sent it back to me, and I was recording that children's song at Night Sound Studios in Carrboro.
Yay, Night Sound.
And I listened to his version of it, and I was just like, oh, I felt so weird, you know, listening to him singing this love song while I was recording a children's song. It was really funny. I was like, let me not get distracted. Let me get back to my kid's song here.
Right. And
he's got a dreamy voice.
Yeah. Melty. Mm-hmm. Melty. Mm-hmm. What about the artwork? And
so the artwork, it's actually a funny story. The artwork is from the 1700s. It's their etchings by Thomas Rowlandson.
Mm.
And I found the one on, I know they can't see, but there's a picture of a woman in the water, and there's a cliff and a boat in the distance. And that song is supposed to represent the Field Hand song, of course.
Oh.
And I found that right away. I was looking for just an image to put on SoundCloud with a demo of the song.
Oh, okay.
And I was searching on the term Field Hand, and it came up. I don't know why.
Really?
Well, it turns out this is actually in the public domain now.
Yeah.
So it's
right,
accessible
he's way
to
dead.
Everyone. Yeah. He's way dead. Yeah. but it actually was just released. So in the public domain. And John Shane's wife put the CD together, and her name is Maria.
Nice.
And she found it was a family affair.
It was
a family and friend affair, for
nice.
Sure. And Maria found the other etching, which faces the picture, and it's a picture of London Burning by Thomas Rowlandson as well.
Uh-huh.
And it's also in the public domain, of course. Uh-huh. And she said, three of your songs mention the word fire. So I said, this would be perfect because there's a song called Amelia about a prostitute who burns down her pimp's hotel. So it's like, I thought it was great, you know. I've got a lot of women in distress songs. So the funny thing about it was, if you go to Thomas Rowlandson's, if you search on him, you'll come up with some of these images. But if you see the original image of the woman in the water, she's actually naked, which didn't really bother me at first. But right before we printed this, I did more searching on Thomas Rowlandson.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out he actually had a huge collection of pornography. I mean, he was, I guess, must have been the main source of pornography back then. And so he has a whole different side to him. And I kind of felt differently about the picture. I mean, I'm not, I have no problem with nudity, but it just, it made the picture
but
seem a little
it
different.
Felt a little dirty.
Yes. And okay. So Maria, I asked her, can you put some clothes on her? So you'll notice she's wearing a Henley now.
yeah, totally. I was thinking, woman's
suit.
In long johns.
Yeah, so, which is fine. I didn't want the nudity to be a big part of the image.
Right,
I just thought it was so perfect because it captured so many of the elements of the song.
Yeah.
And I think he's a great artist, even though he did like his pornography.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No one's perfect.
Yep.
fun. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a beautiful CD.
Thanks.
Well, you
Marie
know,
did a great job.
Yeah. Really nicely put together. And so are you ready for your next one now? Are you like, oh my gosh, let me take a minute? Or are you like, okay, I've already started writing new songs. I already started thinking about what my next CD is going to be.
Well, of course, the cost is definitely a deterrent. Because all the things I like songwriting and I like recording.
Yeah.
It was so much fun recording with FJ and John. And if you're looking for a place to record, Good Luck Studios
is great.
Yeah. And they're a great team because they have such great ears. I felt like I could just trust every decision they made.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I recorded by myself before and I feel like I didn't have a lot of objectivity. You know, I couldn't say something
you
sounded
need,
great.
Yeah.
And it was great. I just said whatever they decide.
Right. And you feel good about it and they've made you feel
I
comfortable.
Do, yeah.
And obviously they were investing a lot in it.
Yeah, and their names on it. So I felt like they were
gonna
make the best decision they could make.
Right.
I would definitely love to do another one. I have other songs that I would love to put on a CD. And I actually really like duets and I like writing with people that I, you know, Barry, for example, and I have thought about writing some songs together this year when he has time. He's actually been playing out a lot. He's been playing out a lot with Rebecca Newton and Wes Collins. So he's been really busy recently.
Yeah.
So when things settle down, we're hoping to write some stuff together and maybe then I would hope to have him on my CD.
Yeah.
More. So.
Right. Or maybe you'll be on his.
Maybe I'll be on his. Who knows?
Yeah.
He probably has enough material for his own. But
right.
Yeah,
but
for
maybe,
sure.
I
for
mean,
sure,
but
yeah,
you know, you've
yeah.
got like a nice voice, and it goes well with you know. So maybe now people will be like, oh, maybe she could come sing this on mine.
Sure. I love doing duets. And it's
fun. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. And you hadn't ever done any kind of singing or before.
In school I was in choirs and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I've taken vocal lessons, you know, in my spare time, but I was not trained as a...
Yeah, but I like how you're like, okay, well, I'm going to learn how to play the guitar. Okay, well, now I'm going to learn how to make an album. Okay, well, I'll just figure out who's the next person who can help me with this next step.
Yeah.
It's great. All right, well, we've got about 10 minutes or so we've definitely got time for another song. What shall we play next?
Well, how about Why Are You Crying?
Why Are You Crying? That sounds like a happy song.
None of my songs are especially happy, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what's this one about?
I actually have a friend named Magda and from college, and she has a blog called Ask Moxie. It's a parenting blog, but she's often talking to women about relationships, and we're friends on Facebook, and she often says to people, you know, if you're in a relationship that sometimes you stay too long, you really know how you need to be able to get out of a relationship if it's bad.
Yeah.
And so I listened to her and I was thinking about what she said and I decided to write this song. I didn't decide to get a divorce, but I decided to write this song instead. But she's got a lot of great advice for people who are in relationships. And so I told her that I wrote this song after reading some of her blogs and her writing. So.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's Suzanne Schmidt with Why Are You Crying?
Your friends all say to walk away, it'll soon end anyway. Doesn't work anymore. And if you don't heed, you'll lose this game, but you're both losing anyway. Doesn't work anymore. Hey, you, why are you crying? Standing there in pain while your tears fall in vain. Let's wipe his tears away. Can't force him to stay. Plan to go and break the ties. No need to psychoanalyze. Doesn't work anymore. Now I know it's hard on your own.
face it, girl, the seeds are sown. Doesn't work anymore. Doesn't work anymore. Hey, you. Why are you crying? Standing there in pain while your tears fall in vain. Now you. Dry your eyes. Let's wipe those tears away. Can't force him to stay. For you. For him and for your kids. For peace. And for what you wanna be. For you. For your sanity. For peace. And for what you wanna say.
Suzanne Schmidt off the field hand. We've got Suzanne in the studio with us today. Whoop whoop. And you've been, thanks for coming in and talking about songwriting.
Oh, it's been so much fun. The hour's gone by so quickly.
And they've got a great new CD out with lots of fantastic local music. How fortunate that you just such a great place to live. Right?
Yeah.
And I love how you're like, okay, well, now I need someone who's going to show me how to do this. You are just like, can do, figure it out. And you definitely got involved with some great people. They did you well.
Yeah, they've been there all along, I feel like, you know, and they we have some great camps around here too, some great musical retreats. We have Pick and Bow, takes place around August. That's run by Danny Gotham. He's a guitar teacher, and there's lots of Joe Newberry usually teaches at that camp, and John Shane has taught at that camp before. Coming up January 27th, that weekend at the Murphy Schoolhouse in Durham, there's guitar camp. John Shane's going to be there. Danny Gotham's going to be there again. So there's so many chances to meet these people and to learn from them and to get to know them. And the fact that they would want to help me put a CD out, I mean, that's awesome. I just can't imagine doing it.
Yeah, well, they're obviously interested in making the musical community as great as it can be and not just their own thing, but you know, how can
John really does like teaching, and he likes being around his students and working with them. So I really appreciate that. And Eric at the Creative Studios, Eric Haugen as well. Gabriel Pelli's a teacher as well, even though he's with Old Ceremony and Honest Club Boys. You know, he loves teaching. So many.
Which just makes our musical community here even better.
Definitely.
You know, I mean, pal.
They're making more of us.
Which is great, which is why you can go anywhere and just hear fantastic music. Mm-hmm. There's so many great open mics and just, places. So anyway, all right, let's hear a little bit more before our hour's up. We've got, it's actually 3:55. Shall we end with, show one more time. Let's tell everybody where they can get your.
If you go to CD Baby, you can find the CD. You can find it.
So first of all, Suzanne Schmidt is.
Yep, Suzanne Schmidt, the field hand.
And Suzanne is with the Z, Suzanne, and then Schmidt, Schmid.
Yes,
No T.
Go to CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes. Some people buy it from Target.com. I don't know why, but. It's on there.
You know, maybe they have a gift card.
Barnes & Noble, yeah. So.
That's all right.
I just meant, like, I don't know how it got there, but it's there. And I guess the distributor puts it different places.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great to support local music on CD Baby.
Yeah, direct way to get it.
And of course, you can find me, and I'll give it to you somehow.
Right. Okay. All right. And you'll put something up on your Facebook page or something if you got a show coming up.
I will definitely do better at that. Yeah. And this year, I'd like to do a lot. I'd like to maybe put the band back together because I had a great CD release party with all those people.
Yeah.
Nancy Middleton was there. Ed Butler was there. FJ and Eric, everybody. Who's on the CD was there.
Nice.
And we had Dean Driver, and so it was great. I'd love to do that again, maybe this summer.
Yeah.
Just do a run of shows where we're all practiced and ready to go.
Yeah, that sounds fun. All right. Well, so then let's hear one. We've got time for one more, I think. So let's get started with...
So maybe Amelia?
Should we go to Amelia?
We'll end on a downer.
I referred to this as the drop the mic song because you said it's the prostitute
burns down her Pimm's hotel.
Yeah, she's out.
Yeah.
So a downer, but you know.
And John Shane plays the banjo on this one. And the guitar.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's check it out. Then here we go with Amelia.
Is a walking girl, known for her long raven curls, walking on the street by Smith's Hotel. And men with crumpled dollar bills, returning home from Saunders Mill, take her up to Smith's for a spell. Smith, he kept his eye on her, surly as a mean old cur, kept her meager wages for his own. Said she owed a great big debt, one he said he'd not forget. So she walked up and down that town. Amelia would negotiate, and often it would escalate, the bruise left on her young face. She even tried a bold escape, made as far as Saunders Lake. Smith had the sheriff on her trail. Without a way to flee, faced with a futility, Amelia carved out a final plan. She did her best to comply and arrange for final goodbyes. Made her peace with a man of you took me down this helpless road. I'll do the same to you. To right this wrong, to kill this rage, I'll take you down with me. Took control of her own fate. Well, on the top floor of that prison inn, Smith passed out from cheap gin. Amelia turned a trick on the floor below. She doused that place with kerosene and lighted that match, caused a raging scene. Smith Hotel went down in flames. And you know the flames when they spread below. Sleeping sheriff was the first to go. Saunders men were caught up too. And Amelia, though she couldn't leave, was finally free of misery. Smith went to hell in the hell he made. You took me down this hairless road, and I'll do the same to you. To right this wrong,
to kill this rage. I'll take you down with me. I'll take you down, you old man walking there. I'll take you down with me. To avenge my pain, my young life lost, I'll take you down with me.
Suzanne Schmidt, that was Amelia. Thanks so much, Suzanne, for coming on.
Thanks for inviting me. It was so much
fun. Lyrics and sharing your music.
Hanging out, chatting in my hometown of Carborough.
Yeah, what a great... We're so glad that you're here today, and we look forward to you coming back another time.
Yeah, I'm going to... When Barry gets well, we'll come back again. And
Because
we had some new songs to play.
Okay. All right. You have my contact info. You just let me know. Barry, when you're better, you come back.
Yep.
All right. And thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much
to everyone for listening to Licks and Lyrics. And you're listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carborough.